Jacob. Genesis chapter 30. Jacob was a creative worker. He made it and he was distinguished. Somebody here will be distinguished. In the Bible, we are told about the three wise men. In Matthew chapter 2, beginning from verse 1. They diligently sought Jesus until they found him. That was the spirit of diligence at work. You are here upon this mountain. As you diligently seek God, you also will find him. Very interestingly, the Bible tells us about the Proverbs 31 woman. Distinguished woman. Woman of excellence, but not without diligence. For all the mothers and the ladies in the house today, I see the spirit of diligence coming upon you afresh, distinguishing you as a woman, as a wife, and as a mother. That spirit will take you higher than your peers. There are individual ladies, married and singles here today, that by this time next year, you yourself will be a surprise to yourself. You will be another Proverbs 31 woman. And how about Apostle Paul? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:10, I'm what I am by the grace of God, but I labor more abundantly. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, Paul says, I labor day and night. I labor day and night. No wonder he ended up writing 2/3 of the New Testament. By your hand, God will rewrite the story of mankind. If you receive it, say with me, I receive it. Now, our perfect example, of course, Jesus Christ. He comes around to tell us, John chapter 9 and verse 4. Jesus speaking says, I must walk. The walk of sin, that same thing. While it is day, for the night cometh when no man can walk. John 5:17. My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. That's the spirit of diligence at work. And upon this mountain, you will contact that spirit. So may I receive that spirit. Say it again, I receive that spirit. And of course, when you come into the house, close again, like I mentioned earlier, God's servant, the visioner, is evident in his life. When he is studying to give the word, you would think he's studying for the greatest examination of his life. And you are all witnesses. He has told all this over and again. He never attends a meeting without adequate full preparation. Yes, it's the spirit that is doing it. But the labor is required for the spirit to be able to manifest. We cannot keep going around as Christians and keep confessing, oh yes, God will do it. Oh yes, it has been prophesied, double portion. But how diligent are you to collect your double portion upon this mountain? People of God, the double portion we are talking about is not for the lazy. It is for the diligent. So you must be ready to take and to receive that spirit this morning so it can keep distinguishing you in all that you do. That grace is available in the house and you are returning with it in Jesus' name. Everywhere you see Bishop Oyedepo, you see books. In the house, books. In the bedroom, books. Even in the exercise room, books. In the office, books. Most times, when he's going to the office, his bag is as heavy as someone who is traveling. What is inside? Books, papers, files, documents, books. And you must have heard him say over and again, readers are leaders. You cannot be a reader if you don't have the spirit of diligence. Today, I curse the spirit of laziness. And I decree your total liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of diligence keeps driving and driving and driving his servant. Or how do you explain how he has been able to write over 60 titles of books in his lifetime? He's not 60 years old. Over 60 titles. No matter how anointed you are, the Spirit of God will not take pen and write for you. You will have to be diligent about it yourself. And you cannot do that without the spirit of diligence. For some Christians, to even take one book and read it from the beginning to the end is a challenge. They cannot read it. If you cannot read a book from the beginning to the end, how will you be able to write it? There are many people under the sound of my voice today that God has given the pen of a ready writer. But the spirit of diligence is not there. But upon this mountain, that spirit will come upon you afresh. By the spirit of the Lord, I know that between this year Shiloh and next year Shiloh, many, many authors would have risen among the winners. Say with me, I receive it. The louder you can, I receive it. In all that he does, you can see diligence. In giving, diligence. Everything is already planned and calculated. Diligence. So those of us who live with him at home, we have no choice. You know, I keep saying it. There are some schools in the spirit that I and my family members have no choice but to be permanent lifetime members. So we have to be a part of that diligence. And it's rubbing off gradually. It's rubbing off gradually. Today, it must rub off on somebody here. Many of us have read this book, The Law of Faith and The Miracle Seed. Those were the first two books that God enabled him to write. Those books were being written. I was the privileged secretary in this ministry. And I just had a baby. Within days, I had to get back on the typewriter. There were no computers in those days. I had to get back on the typewriter as a woman that just put to bed to type the manuscripts. But is it not showing today? God will show forth somebody here. You have been at the backside before, but God is moving you forward. As a family man, Bishop Oyedepo has the spirit of diligence at work. You know, like I said the other day, you can see him in the open, but it takes someone who sees him also in the secret. I can say boldly anywhere on planet Earth, he's a diligent husband, he's a diligent father, amen, and it reflects in all that he does. And it's reflecting even in the lives of the children, biological, that God has given to us today. The spirit of diligence at work. What a joy. Our second daughter, while she was still in secondary school, co-authored a book that has gone across the nations of the earth today. What is that? The spirit of diligence. Somebody is sitting down here, that grace and that spirit is going to begin to distinguish you. Your season of change has finally come. Say with me, my season of change has finally come. Say like you believe it, my season of change has finally come. Shout aloud, amen, if you believe that. What, therefore, as we round up, are the rewards of diligence? The rewards of diligence. Remember Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. One of the rewards is uncommon results. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of our covenant fathers that had the Spirit had uncommon results. The winner's family, this commission, is having uncommon results today by the operation of the Spirit of diligence. Look, for example, at Faith Tabernacle. It has become a center of excellence. It's an architectural masterpiece by the doing of God and by the operation of the Spirit of diligence. And you are sitting right here in Faith Tabernacle today, whether physically present or by proxy. Receive that Spirit of diligence. This tabernacle today is in the Guinness Book of Records. Somebody will be surprised by God. Your name will be announced where you never imagined. Reward number two is creativity. When you have the Spirit of diligence, you become creative. All of our covenant fathers were creative workers. From this moment forward, the Spirit of creativity becomes your portion. And of course, number three is promotion. God has promoted this ministry today by the operation of the Spirit of diligence. Somebody here shall be supernaturally promoted by God. And of course, number four reward is order. 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 When you come in here, you are seated, look all around you right now, you see order everywhere. In the service programs, order. From today, your life will begin to enjoy orderliness. Finally, establishment. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 10 and 11. Establishment. God will establish and settle you. God will change someone's story here for the better. Somebody might say, so how do I contact the Spirit of diligence? Again, desperation. 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 Somebody say with me, desperation. If you are desperate, you will be focused. If you are desperate, you will be hungry. If you are desperate, you will thirst for the Almighty God. And in a moment, as you rise up on our feet, you will express your desperation to God again, and God will release upon you that Spirit. You are returning from this mountain with the Spirit of diligence at work in your life. Can I hear louder? Amen. And of course, as you connect with God's servant, the carrier of the Spirit of diligence, God will change your status. Rise up on your feet, everyone, and say it loud and clear. God is changing my status. Yeah.